I thank the distinguished representative of Finland for his statement. I see no further requests for the floor under agenda item 5D. So let us move on to the next agenda item. Does any delegation wish to request the floor under agenda item 5E, entitled Comprehensive Framework to Support Safe, Secure, and Sustainable Through-Life Ammunition Management at the National, Subregional, Regional, and Global levels? I see no requests for the floor under this agenda item. We have exhausted the agenda items that were foreseen in our program of work and in the indicative timetable for this morning's session. However, we have not exhausted the time of the morning session. And as I had threatened you already beforehand, I will try to make best use of the time available to us, specifically the time when we have interpretation. So I would suggest that we move on to the next agenda item and that we start with our debate on agenda item 5F, entitled Elaboration of a Set of Political Commitments as a New Global Framework that will address existing gaps in through-life ammunition management, including international cooperation and assistance. Please be again reminded that during our formal exchanges, states should not comment on the draft elements paper for which we have the informal parts of our meetings, but rather address their views regarding the guiding questions distributed with my letter dated 1st August 2022 and again included in the indicative timetable. In accordance with this indicative timetable, we will start today with an exchange among member states on set A of guiding questions. Those guiding questions read, one, from your member state perspective, what are the main risks and impacts of ineffective management of conventional ammunition? Guiding question two reads, from your member state perspective, what are some essential principles that support and promote the safe, secure, and sustainable through-life management of conventional ammunition at the national, sub-regional, regional, and global levels? And guiding question three reads, following the discussions at the first substantive session, are there particular gaps, including those unidentified in the first substantive session, in the through-life management of conventional ammunition that should be considered by the open-ended working group? Delegations are kindly reminded that there's no established list of speakers for these discussions as well. Kindly request the floor by raising your nameplates. The Secretariat will take note of the request. The floor is now open, and I would be particularly grateful if you could focus on set A of the guiding questions which I just read out. Okay, it seems we have an icebreaker, so I give the floor to the delegation of Switzerland.